Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Dr. Kathleen Casacci. She's with Wheatfield Family Dentistry. Just the one location, right, Doctor?
One location.
And that would be where?
On Niagara Falls Boulevard, just into the town of Wheatfield, north of Amherst.
Gotcha. If somebody needs the street address, 3349, I guess.
3349, right.
How long have you guys been there?
We've been in this location for about 7 years, but the practice is about 30 years old.
And staff size about the same as when you started, or you've obviously increased a little bit, I guess, over those
Yeah, significantly years. Increased. We have 3 women doctors, and we do everything, and we have about 18 staff members in all. So it's a pretty big practice.
And still able to take on new patients, I would imagine, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's always a need, and we have great staff that actually is very comforting to everybody.
And one of the things that helps Wheatfield Family Dentistry stand out is you literally do pretty much everything that you could possibly think of, right, within the practice.
Oh, that's correct. Very few patients ever need to be referred out for any procedure. We do IV sedation, we do third molar wisdom teeth extractions, Invisalign, traditional braces, Botox, even sleep apnea treatment. And we see kids as young as 2 and adults. You know, we have a 100-year-old patient in our practice. So, you know, we do it all. We basically do it all.
Yeah, and let's start with one of the first things you mentioned. You talked about the IV sedation, and that, I don't want to say it's rare, but it's something that's not at every practice.
No, there's a lot of most oral surgeons do IV sedation, but most general practices do not. And, you know, a lot of times people avoid going to the dentist because they're anxious or, you know, they just can't see themselves walking in the door. And probably 50% of the population doesn't go to the dentist because they have some kind of anxiety. And between our IV sedation, which puts people basically in a sleepy state in order to have their dental work done, and we also have nitrous oxide, which is something someone can come in that day, decide to do it, and leave and be able to drive themselves home. There's 4 minutes after we put it in, it's out of your system.
And you mentioned Botox. I think most people still have the impression that Botox is used perhaps in the face for other things, to kind of like plump up the lips or something.
Yeah, well, Botox is used as a muscle relaxer, and it actually helps to calm muscles down. And for patients who have severe TMJ problems, where they have headaches, migraine headaches, doing Botox in the cheek muscles or sometimes in the temples will significantly reduce the strength of those muscles so that they actually can relax and they don't have as many pain and don't have as many headaches.
Oh, good tip. Now, one of the other things we want to talk about, I will continue to talk about some aspects of the practice, but the big ticket event is what has become a yearly event for you, and you have an open house that benefits Make-A-Wish Foundation. What is the what are the particulars for this year's event? What time is it? What day?
Well, Make-A-Wish, this particular event is an open house. It's going to be on June 27th. It's from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. It's open to the entire Western New York population. Anybody who wants to come can come. Anyone who does come will receive the ability to have Anderson's food truck. They're going to be there giving free food out. We have pony rides from Blaze's Ponies. Entercom Communication has donated an inflatable slide for the kids to play on. But, you know, this is an opportunity for the community to come in and actually meet the staff, see what the practice looks like. We have a lot of really cool technology in the practice that a lot of our offices may not have. You get a chance to meet everybody in a non-threatening environment. You don't have to worry about having any dentistry done that day. And any new patient that comes in during that open house period will get a certificate for a free exam and x-rays that they can use sometime this summer.
And how is it that it benefits Make-A-Wish? There's some kind of a small donation or a free will offering kind of thing?
Well, you can buy a star and actually donate to Make-A-Wish, but we have a prize wheel, and our prize wheel has prizes on it that range from $500 gift certificates, $250 gift certificates towards dentistry in the practice. We have a massage therapist on staff. There's free massages on the wheel. There's free Zoom whitening on the wheel. Dental kits. We have white strips and electric toothbrushes, water picks, things like that. So it's required a $5 donation to spin the wheel. You can only spin the wheel once, but we do have an Invisalign offer that we're doing. Anybody who can guess how many Invisalign aligners are in our big bucket. One person that's closest to that guessing number will receive 50% off Invisalign treatment. That's worth about $2,500. There's also another drawing for a $1,000 gift certificate for any kind of services that we do at our practice, and that requires also a $5 donation. So we ask for donations, but any of the events that we have at the office, the food, the pony rides, the slide, chance to tour the office, that's all free.
And I know last year, roughly this time, when we were talking up last year's event, just got into a little bit about why it was that you got started with the whole idea of an open house and how that's kind of mushroomed into the bigger event that it is now.
Well, we always want to encourage people to come and visit the dentist. And a lot of times, you know, we see people driving by and they just keep driving by and they don't feel like they can stop in and ask any questions or look. You know, our website is out there. It's drkathy.com. It's very easy to access. You can see some of the staff, some of the things that we have in our office from that. We do have periodic seminars throughout the year. But having an open house really lets it be open to anyone. So anyone in Western New York can come down, look at the building, have a little bit of fun, meet the staff, see if they connect with someone. You know, dentistry is kind of an intimate thing. We go in your mouth, work in your space. Being able to meet the person that's going to do that before you actually make a commitment is a nice option for people.
Yeah, and just from personal experience, I believe we related this a year ago. It took me a while to return to the dentist office since my teen years. And part of it was just the whole idea of some of those things that they put in your mouth, those like little sharp tools, but it kind of gives you the opportunity to demystify that to some extent when you can actually show them this is what this actually is and this is what it does.
Yeah, and one of the nice parts about our open house is we set up each of our treatment rooms, which we have 9 of, with a different type of technology that we utilize in our practice. We have digital x-rays, so there's less radiation associated with it. Instead of using those gooey impressions, we have a digital camera that we scan people with, email that to our labs, and they make 3D printed models so that they can actually make models of the teeth. We have the wand, which is a computerized anesthesia system. It's much more comfortable than a traditional shot. We don't even have those syringes in our office. So the ability to see some of the technology that we have and meet the people that are actually providing it is a great benefit for people because they can kind of look without actually buying. It's put your toe in the water and see if it's cool enough for you to go in or warm enough for you to not, you know, to stay there.
Speaking with Dr. Kathleen Casacci, she is with Wheatfield Family Dentistry, and they are on Niagara Falls Boulevard in North Tonawanda. You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we've been talking up your what has now become the annual open house for you, coming up on the 27th of June, 3:30 to 6:30 p.m., and it's 3349 Niagara Falls Boulevard, for those who need the exact location. Again, benefiting Make-A-Wish, any specific significance to you or someone in the group? Why they're the benefactor this year?
We've actually used Make-A-Wish for the last 4 years. And when I was early in my practice, I had done some additional donations towards Make-A-Wish. We try to get really involved in the community at Wheatfield Family Dentistry. During October and November, we collect food for the Food Bank of Western New York, and we give people a discount on their dentistry for bringing in any food item. We do Meals on Wheels in May. So Make-A-Wish is just something that's kind of close to our heart. We always worry about kids that have serious illnesses, and we want to try to promote anything that will help them make their wishes come true.
Yeah, and again, something that's unique, at least in my experience, you don't always hear of dentist practices being involved in those sort of things. So that's pretty cool.
Well, it's just part of our ability to connect with the community. It helps us to get a little closer.
And kind of turning it back again to some of the things that you do in the practice, you mentioned the Invisalign procedure. Kind of talk us through what that is again for people who may not know.
Well, you know, most people remember, you know, regular braces, railroad tracks, you know, tinsel teeth, that sort of thing. And for teens as well as adults, you know, we have adult patients who, you know, maybe had braces 30 years ago, but their teeth shifted a little bit and they just want to get it straight again and they don't want to go through the whole braces thing. Invisalign is a procedure where we take a scan with our scanner and we actually make little clear aligners that you push over the top of your teeth and they gently move your teeth. Nobody knows they're there. They're clear. You change them every week to 2 weeks, depending on your treatment plan. And it usually is a pretty quick process. And the two doctors, Dr. Hepner and Dr. Bailey, that are at our practice have been Invisalign certified for about 5 years. And they have 2 years of training in Invisalign, which is probably more than a lot of the other practices in the area because they actually went through it to do a 2-year process.
These are basically hardened plastic, is that right, the material?
Yeah, it's like a clear plastic. You slide it over your teeth. When you talk, you really can't sound any different, and you don't look like you have anything on there. There are sometimes small little bumps and ridges that we put on the teeth that are tooth-colored to help push and move those teeth into different directions. But I had traditional braces twice, and then about 5 years ago, Dr. Heppner did my Invisalign, and I can tell you it is much easier the second time around doing it this way or the third time around versus doing it the traditional braces way. But we do traditional braces as well. Invisalign works well in a lot of cases, but there are a few cases that, you know, traditional braces work better.
Well, is it possible to kind of explore the differences? Because I know in my mind, never had to have them. My sister did. The braces, the traditional version. The idea is to kind of get the teeth to kind of conform and get back into a shape that they're supposed to be. And similar with the Invisalign. How is it that the plastic does its job differently or maybe better for some patients than the old traditional wire method?
Like I said, the little bumps we put on the teeth actually push the teeth around. But one of the biggest benefits for Invisalign, other than the fact that is you don't see them, is that you can take them out to brush. You can take them out to eat. So we see less decay around the edges of where the brackets used to be. There's no scarring on the teeth, which happens with traditional braces. So it's much easier, especially if kids aren't great at brushing their teeth. The parents might feel like, well, at least I know that we're going to be able to keep them clean. But they can be lost because you can take them out and the dog can chew them. So you got to be a little careful with them. You got to make sure you put them in a good place.
Yeah, I have a relative mom who had a problem with the dog finding a
they do find everything
like
dental.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, as we close here, I want to remind people that you're here to talk up the open house that is coming on June 27th, again at your location on Niagara Falls Boulevard. The hours 3:30 to 6:30?
That's correct. And they can always go to the website, www.drkathy.com, or call my office at 694-1777 to get more information.
And a reminder of all the fun items for pretty much everybody that you can find there.
Right. Anderson's Food Truck's going to be there. There's ice cream treats as well as roast beef and turkey sandwiches. We have the Riptide Slide and we have pony rides.
Excellent. And again, this is benefiting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And the way it does so, it's $5 to spin the wheel for potentially some prizes.
That's correct.
And once again, just remind people of what's possible there on the wheel.
We have massages. We have Zoom whitening. We have bleach strips, you know, the whitening bleach strips. We have electric toothbrushes, water picks, dental kits. But we also have gift certificates that range from $25 to $500 on that wheel. So there's a lot of opportunities to win. And if you want to just go into the $1,000 drawing, again, another $5 donation. But we'll take any donation to Make-A-Wish. And it's actually benefiting Make-A-Wish of Western New York.
All right. And again, an opportunity to meet you and the friendly staff there. And again, kind of walk through the whole process of what it would be like to have a visit to the dentist's office without all the worry about.
And they get to see all the cool technology that we have, which is really amazing. You know, it's something, ask questions. We definitely want to have people encourage them to bring friends with them, bring their kids with them. It's open to anyone in Western New York.
Sounds like a good idea. Doctor, thank you very much for coming in. Good to make your acquaintance once again.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Kathleen Kasachi with Wheatfield Family Dentistry. Again, they're at 3349 Niagara Falls Boulevard in North Tonawanda. The event coming up Thursday, June 27th from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.